WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Happy Thursday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program, and hope it's starting off well for you, even though it's a little muggy out there, and it's going to be for most of the day. But I was checking out the forecast this morning, like a little bit deeper than what we get in the newscast. I was trying to check the hour by hour, and it actually looks like we should be in good shape tonight for 50s night. So just looking at the hourly forecast, you know, just around 11 a.m., there's a 20% chance of rain. And that 20% chance of rain does carry through until 3 p.m. But then things clear out. And the festivities downtown start at 5:30. So that should give you plenty of time to, you know, get down there, even if you wait for the rain to end. So I would recommend parking at, say, the Elm Street Garage and then walking to where all the cars are. Don't try to get to the streets where the cars are lined, because they're all going to be closed pretty early. But the Elm Street Garage is a great choice. And then you just got to walk a little bit up the hill. Actually, just walk across the street, you know, down the street a little bit, and then there'll be cars starting at Union Street way down there anyway. So you've got decent weather in terms of precipitation. It is going to be warm, so it's going to be around 80 degrees during the 50s night festivities downtown, and it is still going to be high humidity through those hours as well. But, you know, actually those hours are probably some of the lowest humidity of the day. Of course, you're right down near the water, so that's going to help you out. You're going to get a little bit of a dip in the temperature and maybe even a little coastal breeze. But the heat advisory is going to be in effect until 7 p.m. So just keep that in mind. If you get overheated and you don't, you know, you didn't bring a bottle of water with you and you need to cool down a little bit or you need to be hydrated, stop on by the WBSM booth. They're going to be outside of Family Dollar on Purchase Street, where we always are. Matt and Sierra will be there, and they'll have some water bottles, you know, some bottles of water. You can just go and ask them for one. So because of the great sponsors that we have that sponsor the 50s night broadcast on WBSM, we take some of that money and we go buy a bunch of waters, and they'll bring that with them. So you can stop by and be like, hey, I'm, you know, dying out here. Can I just get a bottle of water? And they will provide you one as long as supplies last. But we've got a good amount, number of cases. So, and of course, we will have the music playing beginning at 3 p.m. all the way to midnight. And I was going through the playlist yesterday. I was actually here till, I was here late last night. I was here till like 10:30 last night. I had a couple of meetings yesterday. I left to get a haircut. And then got back here for good around 5 and then was 5:30 and then was here until 10:30. So hopefully everything goes off without a hitch. 3 o'clock, the music starts, goes all the way until midnight. And I was looking through the only commercials that will be playing during our 50s night broadcast are from our sponsors. So you can have limited commercial interruption during these songs. And you're going to, I think, like the balance of music that we have. You know, I try not to play too many slow songs in a row. Well, until we get to, you know, 10 o'clock and it's the backseat music. 10 to midnight is backseat music. But until we get to that point, I try not to, you know, let the party slow down. So you're going to hear 50's favorites from 3 to 10 and then that backseat music from 10 to midnight. Plus, we'll mix in some of our favorite audio cuts of Joe Jesus talking about 50's night in the 50s in New Bedford and what it was like on Thursday nights in the 50s and things like that. So it's always great to hear Joe's voice again during this broadcast. I will not be at 50's night downtown. I will not be here keeping an eye on the music. I will be going to the Cyndi Lauper concert. I agreed to go with my friend and didn't check to see what Thursday it was. And so my fault. I think I had like a natural inclination to just assume that the third Thursday in July would be in the 20s, not in the teens. But that's all right. Matt and Sierra will be glad to talk with you down there. And make sure you stop by the table because we are giving away Doobie Brothers tickets. So all you have to do is scan the QR code that they'll have on the table, enter in your information, and you could be going to see the Doobies. In our 50s night broadcast, I'm just going to give you all of the sponsors real fast because they all step up, many of them year after year, and help us make this music happen. Because again, we're not a music station, so we've got to pull all kinds of strings to make this happen, even for one night. So Joe Jesus' 50s Night on WBSM, proudly sponsored by Leach Auto, Market Basket, Riccardi's of New Bedford and Fairhaven, and Shooting Supply, Luzo Auto, Empire Ford, Woodward Auto Parts and Cool Cone, and Pinnacle Auto, Cottage Street Motors, and Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses. So thank you to all of them for making this happen. Today is Thursday, so later on in the 7:30 hour, we'll have today's edition of the Gen X Files. We'll also have your brain freeze question of the week. And that is your chance to win a free porch sampler from McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. Today sounds like a good day for some free ice cream. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, this is Cape Verdean Recognition Month in New Bedford, and we are celebrating that here on the program and focusing on Thursdays with discussions about the Cape Verdean people and culture. And I did have someone that was going to come on this morning but had to cancel. So I reached out to someone that was going to be coming on later in the month yesterday and said, can you come in? Can you come on tomorrow? And they said, no, but they gave me another name. So we're going to try and connect with that person this morning in the 8 o'clock hour. I mean, I would be also be happy to just rerun our discussion with Ron Barboza every Thursday in the 8 o'clock hour for the next 3 weeks. That was just fascinating. So that, Cape Verdean Recognition Month on WBSM, is made possible with the help of Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses and Price Right. So thank you to them for helping us put a spotlight on the Cape Verdean people during this month. There were some big news stories yesterday. Of course, you heard Chris McCarthy's reaction to the request for him to appear before the city council. I was reading the motion. I don't think he's expected to be there tonight. I think the motion is to request him to come at a later meeting in front of the Internal Affairs Committee. But as Chris said, he doesn't think he'll be able to go because he's pretty wiped out by the evening hours, especially if it's a dialysis day. But also, as he said, he doesn't really have anything to offer. Everything that he knows or has any knowledge of is, wait, that's the same thing. But it's all been said on the radio. And I was thinking about this, and I'm not saying that this was Counselor Gomes's intention in inviting him. But in the past, he's been made the scapegoat for issues on the council. Chris doesn't cause the problems. Chris talks about the problems. And so if he did go, you know, some counselors might feel like it's their chance to put him on trial, so to speak. But as he said, what does he really have to offer? I think that, you know, I know he's been saying that, you know, that they should be getting lawyers. But I don't know that this is as egregious as, say, the Everett case. It's still, you know, terrible if they were taking money for years that they weren't entitled to. Absolutely. But I don't think this was done with criminal intent. I think this was done with more, we can do it because of the vagueness of the language, maybe. And if this investigation that Counselor Gomes is looking for, you know, produces a final number of the amount that he has been given in this longevity pay, that Counselor Morehead has been given, that previous counselors who were on the council and no longer are, or any of the other counselors that are eligible for it now, if that comes up with a dollar figure, is it reasonable to expect that all of those people will just, you know, write a check as Mayor Mitchell did? You know, if Brian Gomes received 20 years of longevity pay, do you want him to write a check for that full amount? Or if he gave back a couple of years worth, would that be enough to satisfy people? You know, I'm just asking these questions. I'm just trying to gauge how upset the people are about it, or how forgiving they can be in this case. Because from the most of the phone calls I've heard, I would guess you're expecting every dime to be given back. And I don't necessarily disagree with that. Like I said, I'm just trying to gauge the feeling on this. And Chris was also talking about who could be candidates to run now that we know that Counselor Morehead is not running again. If you are going to be a candidate, I think this is a good platform to run on. This is a good thing to be talking about as a candidate. And especially if you are someone who comes in and says, hey, you know, if I'm fortunate enough to be there for 10 years, I'm not going to take this money. And even if you don't take it, like say you take it and you donate it, as Councilor Morehead says she does, well, it still would count toward your pension, right? Even if you gave that money to somebody else. Your HR department, your payroll people, they don't care about what you do with the money once you get it. I don't know. I think this is something that we need more answers than we're getting. And I think it's smart for Counselor Gomes to ask for all of that information first, because honestly, I bet most of the counselors don't even know how long this has been going on for. Most of them probably didn't know that this was a misinterpretation of an ordinance So I'm not dishing out all kinds of blame. Although if you look at the perspective of Chris, where he says, hey, but after they realized this was wrong and they didn't make the payments last year, you still had counselors trying to file a motion to put it back in. Anyway, 508-996-0500. That is the number to call in and chime in. We're also going to talk about this animal cruelty case in New Bedford. Two dead cats found in a car. A very hot car. Six people arrested in connection with a New Bedford murder that happened earlier this year. Fall River is now going to increase staffing in the fire department as a result of the Gabriel House fire. Eighth victim has been identified. One more still pending notification of next of kin. Two women in the hospital in critical condition. One, according to the DA's office. Another, according to a family member who reported it to WPRI, or who, you know, WPRI reported about. And the one that WPRI reported about, that poor woman only has about a 10% chance of survival. So, unfortunately, we may have more victims of this. But it is creating change and creating a focus on some of these facilities. Taunton is going to be going to all of its assisted living facilities. The Taunton Fire Department is going to be going to all the facilities in the city and talking with the staff and the residents about fire safety plans. So the downside of, the upside of tragedy, I guess, and if you have to find a silver lining, a bright spot in a tragedy, it's that this is going to help increase awareness and make changes. All right, I've got to take this break. I'm late for it. We'll be back in a few moments.
COVID is on the rise in California once again. More Americans are anxious about money and a large meteorite up for sale.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Levels of the COVID virus very high in California. Right now, the Sacramento region, the Bay Area region, and the Central Valley have high levels of the virus in their wastewater.
This message isn't meant to alarm anyone or to cause panic or to give you PTSD from the last few years. It's really meant as a reminder that COVID is very, very varied right now.
UCSF infectious disease expert Dr. Peter Chin Hong says some people are experiencing mild symptoms while others are still falling seriously ill. Many recent COVID-19 cases are linked to new variants called Nimbus, most notable for causing what's described as a razor blade throat, along with fever, body aches, and cough. According to a new report, real estate investors from China are the largest group of foreign buyers of residential property in the United States. According to the National Association of Realtors, Chinese clients purchased nearly $14 billion worth of homes in the U.S. between April 2024 and March of this year. That's an 83% jump from the previous year, California topping the list of states with 36% of all residential transactions completed by Chinese nationals. That's more than any other foreign group. Police in Los Angeles are investigating after a former American Idol executive and her husband were fatally shot. Police say Robin Kay and her husband, Thomas DeLuca, were murdered by a suspected burglar, Raymond Budarian, at their home late last week. He was arrested on Tuesday. Detectives think Budarian burglarized the house while the couple was away and was still there when they returned home and found him. Speculation on the future of Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell had Wall Street experiencing whiplash yesterday.
Initial reports that Trump's firing of Powell seemed imminent came out during morning trading, sparking a mini sell-off. But when Trump clarified that he had no plans to fire Powell, the markets quickly rebounded, proving the old axiom that investors like certainty. The president has been highly critical of Powell's refusal to cut interest rates. I'm Brian Shook.
And more Americans say they're anxious about money.
A new survey from Northwestern Mutual found that nearly 70% of respondents were feeling anxiety and depression over financial uncertainty. That's an 8% increase from 2023. Financial experts say those worried about money should consider opening an emergency savings account that would cover up to 6 months' worth of expenses. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The biggest chunk of Mars ever found on Earth sold for $5.3 million at auction yesterday. Sotheby's in New York said the winning bidder wishes to remain anonymous for now. It was found in the Sahara Desert in 2023 and is more than twice the size of any other known Martian rock. Sotheby's says the meteorite has a reddish-brown fusion crust, which gives the item an unmistakable Martian hue.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox have one more day of rest before trying to add to their 10-game winning streak. The Red Sox open up a 3-game series against the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field. Tomorrow afternoon's first pitch is set for 2:20.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
One more toasty day here for the South Coast, and then things finally even out toward the end of the week. But getting through today, first, we wake up to a couple clouds, some patchy fog, and temperatures in the low to mid-70s. This afternoon, you guys know the deal already. Low 80s for the coast, mid to upper 80s inland, feeling like we could get into the mid-90s at times. So make sure you're drinking plenty of water and taking breaks in the AC when you can. That heat advisory goes till 7 p.m. tonight, and then we're done. But we're also looking out for a stray shower, even a thunderstorm possible as we move through the day, looking at the first round possible as we get into the early afternoon, and then another potential chance as we move into the later evening. I'm talking about 9, 10 o'clock or so. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
See you later, alligator.
Well, I saw my baby walking.
Well, we are going to, I'll play some 50s music this morning. Sure, why not? Why make you wait all the way until 3 o'clock to hear some, right? We want to get everybody excited for 50s night tonight. And so we will start playing some of the music early this morning. I don't know if the other guys will pick up on it, but maybe. Maybe Chris and Barry will spin some too, but you'll hear them all in their entirety later on, starting at 3 p.m. all the way until midnight. So I had mentioned before the break, you know what, just really quickly, because I can't hear that song and not picture this in my head. We talk a lot about Gen X kids on their show, of course, with the Gen X Files every day. One of the things that some of you may remember, if you're around my age, was there was a series. See, when VCRs first came out and they were super expensive, tapes were also super expensive, VHS tapes. So when you went to go buy a movie on VHS, if you were one of the lucky people that actually owned your own VCR, when you went to go buy a movie on that VCR to play, they were like $90, $100. They were crazy high prices. And as the price of VCRs came down, you started to get more affordable VHS tapes, unless, of course, you broke or lost a tape from the rental place, then they charged you $100 to replace it. But I think they also had to pay a higher price for the movies because they were rental tapes, which were a different quality because, you know, if you play a movie over and over and over again, it would get kind of faded. So they used better quality and they had to have the rights to rent that out. But anyway, as the prices went down in VCRs, you started to see more affordable VHS tapes. And then eventually the market was flooded with all kinds of things that were cheap videotapes because people were just looking for something to buy and put in it. And so you would get these like cartoon compilation VHS tapes that would cost like $5 or whatever. And they had a bunch of cartoons, usually in the public domain, but sometimes licensed. And then you got some people that kind of took that idea and said, well, how can we elevate this and make it something better? And Hanna-Barbera did that, or whatever company was working with Hanna-Barbera did that. So they took a bunch of Hanna-Barbera cartoons and spliced them together to go to music, oldies music. And I remember the tape was called Old Time Rock and Roll. And one of the cartoons and songs that they did was they had See You Later, Alligator. And I cannot I can't listen to that song and not picture that videotape. And we used to watch that all the time when we were kids. And so nowadays when people are out collecting VHS tapes because they've become popular again and they become highly collectible. And like especially somebody like me, you know, I'm looking for 80s horror films, especially some of the B-movies. But I wouldn't mind finding, you know, old-time rock and roll and some of those similar VHS tapes. You know, if I owned my own house and I had like a big extra room, I would be one of those people that actually turns my spare room into a Blockbuster. You see those things online all the time. I would do that. I would just have VHS tapes lined all over. When I first moved out on my own, when I was in my early 20s, I had an extra room that I just had filled with like action figures on shelves. I would do that with VHS tapes. Of course, nobody would ever, people would want to come over to my house to see it, but then they wouldn't want to come over to my house anymore because they'd be like, yeah, that's a weird guy that has a Blockbuster in his house. But the VHS era, I guess people are either nostalgic for it or those who never experienced it want to. So now they're back. So if you've been sitting on a bunch of VHS tapes in your basement, especially if you have them, you know, in the slip covers and they're in good condition, you could have a jackpot depending on what movies you have. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. I have a question, and I know it's my fault because of my hearing. Every time you advertise that C&D liquor, is it C&D as in dog, or is it C&T as
in dog? Which are the one that I talk about?
Yeah, the advertisement that you have that with the whiskey and the wine tasting and
that's Stevie's Wine and Spirits.
Say that again.
Stevie's, like Stevie Nicks, the singer.
Okay.
Like somebody, you know how like somebody's name is Steve and you call them Stevie?
Yes.
That's what Stevie's Wine and Spirits.
Okay, and that's on 150 Huddleston Avenue.
115 Huddleston Avenue. So you know where the Huddleston House used to be? How they have Traveler's Ale House there now?
Yes.
So it's a little building right next to Traveler's Ale House, the one that used to have Dorothy Cox in it.
Okay, now, why is it when I go on, I Google it, I can't get it? It doesn't come up.
I'm not sure. Maybe because you had the name wrong.
Well, I have put just in 150. I put 150. Did you say 150 or 115?
115, 115. That might be why.
Oh, okay. That's why. Okay. All right. Thank you so much,
well,
Tim.
Well, hopefully I'll see you over there Saturday for the tasting.
Well, not me, my son. So it's from what, 1 to 4 or 2 to 4?
1 to 4 on Saturday.
Okay, thank you so much.
Well, no problem. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Right.
And, yes, I know she said, you know, it might be her hearing. It also could be, you know, the way I speak sometimes, too. If ever you're not sure about something I'm saying, feel free to call in because it's probably me, especially if I talk fast. I don't know how many of you remember when I first started doing the news here. In January of 2017, I came here full time and started as the newscaster in the afternoons. And, you know, it's anybody that gets into reading the news, it takes you a little while to get used to it. But I definitely had an issue with pacing. And I worked with Jim Phillips, you know, before I went on the air with it. And he would tell me, you know, all right, you just got to slow down. And then, you know, you get excited when you're doing it because, you know, you've got 3 minutes and you want to get it all in. So you're like, you know, you have a tendency to speak faster. And so people would always complain, like, you talk too fast. You talk too fast. I can't understand what you're saying. I was like, I'm not talking too fast. Even when I was intentionally trying to slow it down, I was still too fast. So if ever you're not sure of something I said, just call and ask. It's probably my fault, not yours. 508-996-0500. Let's take a break here, and we'll be back in a few.
Wiggle in a walk and a giggle in a talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Make me spend my money. Make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose. Like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like.
What's that, baby? But, oh, honey.
And that, of course, is J.P. Richardson, better known as the Big Bopper. And back in the days when radio DJs had fun names like that, I was the big gun when I was on 9 to 12, only because that was the song that I picked as my intro music. And it got written as one of the rejoins. It's like, you know, or as I think it was written into the intro, like here's WBSM's Big Gun, because that was the song that I was using. But I only used that song because my brother and I, growing up, we loved the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie Last Action Hero, and that was the theme from that movie, AC/DC's Big Gun. And we always used to joke that, you know, when one of us became a professional wrestler, that would be our entrance music. We would come down to Big Gun by AC/DC. But since neither one of us became professional wrestlers, you know, using it as a radio intro was the closest that I got. So Big Gun was the closest I had. I don't know that you could get away with being the Big Bopper these days. Like, it's just a little too generic, I think. But the Big Bopper was a radio DJ, and that's how he got started in this. He was also writing songs for artists, and you know, a lot of radio DJs back then became singers and songwriters because they saw the popularity of rock music, and they probably had ideas spawn in their head, and they had connections in the music business. And he was a very successful guy for someone who passed away tragically at the age of 28. You don't think that he was that young, and he was I believe he was the oldest. So, yeah, he was. So, on the day the music died, the plane crash of February 3rd, 1959, along with Buddy Holly and Richie Valens. Can you believe, like, I think a lot of people remember, especially because of La Bamba, the movie La Bamba, you know, Richie Valens was 17 when he died in that plane crash. But isn't it hard to believe that Buddy Holly was only 22? So anyway, that's just some of the great music we'll be playing all night long for 50s Night starting at 3 p.m. Got one more break I got to get in here. We'll be right back. That's a little weird hearing that in stereo and headphones because you got the cordettes coming in on one side and on the other side, there's kind of like the little percussion. But they're also, it sounded like somebody was also breathing into the microphone. Anyway, one of the many